back when the bill is back when the fun comes back when the food is back when the game is back when the coming is back when the money is back when the money is back when the money is back when the
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook it's Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Will and Carlton of podcasting are back. This is Real Dumb Shit. What's going on, people? My name is Redacted.
And my name is Shun.
What's going on?
What's going on, peeps? What's going on?
What's happening?
Not much, man. A little bit of a controller room issues.
Yeah, the less said about that, the better.
Well, I reckon it would explain why nothing has been posted up for a while.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe a little bit.
Basically,
I'll give you that one.
Basically, I dropped the iMac. Which is hard to say with a straight face. But it's now only scarred on the back, so it's okay, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just mentally scarred.
Yeah, you saw it. You saw it happen. And, yeah, it just bounced off my knee. So, yeah, great stuff. Methinks. Yeah. So, what's the dumb shit, Mr. Redacted?
Before that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is a bit of a weird one. I just like...
Okay, define weird.
Just weird. Like, why would you do this kind of weird? So I was banging around Twitter as I'm wont to do.
Pause. Carry on.
What pause?
Banging around.
What, and?
Sounds a bit devious anyway, so go.
Well, you can't bang around.
Not on Twitter.
You can bang around anywhere you want.
You can't retweet that shit around me, bro.
Anyway, yeah. I was banging around Twitter. And I come across this thread.
Yeah.
About people who don't wash their feet when they're in the bath or shower.
Okay, define.
Like, just don't do it. Like, they don't feel like they need to. Like, it's...
They don't get a focus or anything. They just...
Nah. Just, like, the water's already soapy. My feet are in the water. That job done.
Oof.
But it goes deeper. Apparently, this thread came from a previous thread where people were talking about they don't wash their legs when they're in the bath or shower. And I'm thinking, like, so what's that, wrong with you people?
So no aggregation. Depends. If you've got a really small bath, then yeah.
What do you mean, then yeah, what?
Suppose you can't wash your legs.
What, you can't...
Outside.
What, you can't get up? What's occurring in the bath or shower where
about slipping and busting your head if you've got a tiny bath?
That's got nothing to do with it, bro.
It's got everything to do with it.
If I had to stand up in a wash basin, I'm still washing my feet and legs, bro.
No, but I'm just saying it depends on the size of the bath.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But then saying that if you're in the shower, it's already like you can't not wash your legs.
Yeah, but like some people were saying, like, oh, well, I wash the top half. And then, like, the suds and stuff goes down. Like, it runs, like, gravity in it. Like, basically, gravity's washing their legs.
Yeah, this is technically true.
No, it isn't. Like, there's no washing with no scrubbing, bruv. Like, when you wash your dishes, do you just run them under the water and be like, yeah, done?
Sometimes. if I've only had, like, you know, say something that's sauce-based, I would scrub it, but I'm just saying, in theory.
There you go. There's no in theory. It's just there, like, why would you? You're there already. How much extra effort is it? This is not even talking about, like, how often do you take yourself to the bathroom and wash yourself. This is just about, you're there.
Systems.
Everything's there already. You're using it. Like, why are you skipping bits?
But do people, I mean, I assume most people wash their balls, right?
I don't know. I couldn't. I didn't. Not, you know. I didn't go round.
You're
didn't,
not meant to. I mean, other than Fempress, you're not meant to suds your for JJ. Apparently.
What? Which part?
So I'm saying up, in and out.
I mean, in. I can maybe I can understand that, but
it's still gross.
You know, all the bits that are touching the outside. Wash that shit, bruv.
Yeah. It's just yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a weird one. But I hope that women listening to the podcast wash their pom-pom.
I mean, I hope everyone washes everything, man. Yeah, I don't know why are you skipping shit.
Be thorough with yourself.
Why are you skipping shit? Like, you're not 12 years old no more.
And wash your balls.
You're a grown person.
Please wash your balls.
Wash your damn self.
Because you know which ones are. Because, like, as a man, I'm in a club. Everyone's smelling fresh. I'm feeling good. I'm looking at. I know everything's catered for.
Yeah.
AKA, I've done everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trimmed the bush.
Yeah.
You know, and done the beard.
Yeah.
Washed the hair. You know, slight manicuring of nails. Not to the point that it gets a bit, you know, fruitsy. Just keep them nice and neat.
Yeah.
And then, Yeah, aftershave, cologne, moisturiser, very, very important, the moisturiser. That's another question. Like, do you know that a lot of white people don't moisturise?
Only because of Bill Burr.
Yeah. It's like, she just, or is it the bit where she just drags the nail and it's like steam. just coming off his arm.
Yeah.
It's gross, bro.
Yeah.
Nasty. But, fair enough. It makes sense. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, you know? Now I know.
Oh dear. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, people don't wash their legs and some people don't wash their feet.
Yeah. I mean, I assume there's a lot of crossover in those two demographics, but yeah.
I mean, I hope to God most of those people will wash their hands.
I mean, I hope to God I don't meet any of those people.
You don't know. You probably don't.
I hope not. I hope I don't meet any of those people intimately. That's what I mean.
Oh, you mean like face to face? Skin to skin?
Yeah.
Actually, leg to normal leg. I don't understand it. You haven't got a hair on your leg yet. It's itchy.
Yeah, no. That's grimy, bruv. That's grimy. That's
proper filth, bruv.
That's grimy.
Speaking of grimy.
Speaking of DC movies.
It's
back!
It's not really.
It's back.
It's not really.
You know I'm going to say it. You know what I'm going to say.
Just go ahead.
You know what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
The Batman.
Oof.
Robert Pattinson.
Edward Cullen.
Yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago.
But it's a devolution of a vampire to a bat, right?
I mean, now that you mention it, yes.
So technically it's a step down.
Or maybe it's actually an evolution.
No, because you don't evolve into a man bat. You evolve into a vampire.
No, but like, a vampire is a person who has traits of a bat.
No.
But now he's just a bat.
This is a complicated matter, because apparently only Dracula can turn into a wolf and a bat. Apparently. Some other Castlevania characters, and Mist turned to Mist.
Yeah.
Other vampires, regular vampires, they haven't got those abilities.
Yeah. So it's an evolution.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't able to, but now he is.
So do you reckon that Batman was still glistening in the rain?
I hope not.
That'd be fucking awkward, wouldn't it?
He's
over there. Look at him. He's sparkly. Could imagine him. There's a lot of jokes we can make.
Yeah.
About Bruce Wayne, you know, being Edward Cullen and all that stuff. Is it connected into one global universe? Is his family the Court of Owls? Technically, it kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
Did he like jump out of that? get with a girl that's mortal, then turns out to be a witch, then she gets made into a vampire or something like that.
Was she a witch?
Yeah, apparently it's, I can't remember. I mean, like, it's four or five of them or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
know. Just sounds like a very, very bad Halloween joke.
I'm not that aware of the Twilight movies. I don't think I've ever seen one all the way through.
Stop your fucking lying.
What do you mean, stop lying? It's the truth, bruv.
Nah, bruv.
It's the truth. Hey, bruv, as soon as I read that Twilight was coming out and they're basically like vampires that glisten in the daylight or the rain or whatever the fuck it is, I'm like, I'm out. That's bullshit.
Yeah, they should die.
That's bullshit. As soon as I'm like, this dude's thousands of years old and he chooses to go to high school, I'm like, I'm out, bruv.
Stupid
ass, bruv. Like, why are you going to do that? What teenage do you know in high school is like, yeah, I want to stay here forever? None, bro. None.
They're saying that, like, is it a case that it depends on when they get turned?
It shouldn't matter. If I'm 15 years old and I get turned into a vampire, I'm not going to high school for the rest of my days. That's bullshit.
No, mate, you would have to.
No, I wouldn't.
You want to fit in and not to get
fit in. Where? I don't need to fit in. Bruv, I'm a vampire. I come out at night time. Like, why am I trying to fit in? The Lost Boys weren't going to school.
Yeah, but the Lost Boys had the cover of the teacher, innit? So the teacher's probably, you know, doing the books.
Nah.
Although it didn't make sense because technically he used to bounce around at night time,
innit?
Nah.
I mean, daytime. I guess he would have had to. Maybe. But yeah, fuck that, man. I'm not going to school forever. You're immortal. You're just going to go to school forever.
Actually, I've got...
Forever's a long time.
I've got a controversial thing that I've been kind of pondering. I mean, it sounds quite ludicrous, but there's actually facts in it. Yeah. And it's to do with vampires.
Go.
I reckon vampires, or vampirism, is a Catholic conspiracy to kill Muslims. Discuss.
How so?
Basically...
Actually, don't want to hear about this.
Yeah.
Do I want to hear about this?
Yeah.
Am I going to get cancelled?
No, you know. It's quite valid. Basically, back in the day,
yeah.
Folklore or folk stories would be the way that information travelled.
Yeah.
So, the things that they would do is that they would obviously have an interesting story, and they would combine it with superstitions. And sort of other things in that nature. So, in regards to vampirism, inviting people into the house, like most people aren't going to the house.
No.
The only person that's going to reel away from a Catholic cross is probably somebody of a different religion. Maybe somebody from Islam or Judaism or something like that. So, what are you doing? Just pointing this random stick in my face. Get out, you know. And, there are some sects, a.k.a. Well, basically, there's two types of Muslims. You've got the Sunnis, which are usually cool people, and then you've got the Shiites, which are sort of like, they do stuff. Do you know about them? The Shiites?
A little bit.
Yeah, so basically, they've got orgy festivals.
Do they?
Yeah, it's official.
Okay.
And sometimes, and like, they have to have a tattoo in their hand so they know they're not fucking relative.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. And apparently there are blood drinking ceremonies as well. Okay. Apparently, but that's speculation to say the least. I mean, most of it is a case of it just being people that are upper class. Because that's who's mainly part of that sect. Apparently, like, they're closer to God and they hit themselves with whips and stuff. It's a bit cray cray.
Okay.
There's a ceremony where like they go around on a white horse and they whip themselves. And then the blood is then washed off the horse.
Okay.
Yeah, it's speculation. Anyway, so that's my theory. So vampirism is...
I don't think there was enough to go on there, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just a theory.
Okay.
Sweet theory. I'm piecing the bits together. I think it is a...
Very thin...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then if you look at things like Bram Stoker's Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula was written by a Roman Catholic. At the turn of the century, where Islam was actually on the rise. like, was it the power of God compels you?
It's not really a vampire thing, that's an Exorcist thing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's one of those ones. I'm pretty sure he says it in a couple of Hammer Horror ones as well. Power of Christ compels you, that's it.
Maybe.
Power of Christ.
Maybe.
Speaking about Christ, have you heard about the new...
No, fucking Batman!
That is Batman!
Good or bad, what do you think? What's
up? What do you mean good or bad? It's Edward Cullen playing Batman.
Yeah, and?
It's not the worst fucking idea, but it's still a bad fucking idea. It's fucking bad.
Why?
What the every single thing that Robert Pattinson has been in... It's flopped.
Twilight is very successful.
Twilight, yes. Everything else, nothing.
Harry Potter is very successful.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You honestly think that people watch Harry Potter for Robert Pattinson?
I'm just...
Just shut your face. Just shut your face. That's the most ridiculous defense I've ever
heard. I just responded to what you said.
What?
You said everything he was in.
Everything he was in.
Yeah.
And starred in. And he's that main guy.
You didn't say that bit.
I'm just saying, that's what he's going to be doing when he's Batman. Everything that he's done, he's flopped. And Batman, I suppose, is already flopping. You might as well have that, you know, Val Kilmer / George Clooney nonsense. Although nobody's going to explain why Batman suddenly got younger.
DC movies are very successful.
Yeah, waves.
Well, I mean, one
success. Oh yeah, finally watched Shazam.
One, it could be you know.
Finally watched Shazam.
It can be it's a prequel.
It's okay.
Yeah, I told you it's okay.
It's not great.
That's not great. It's pretty good.
It's marginally
it's good.
Better than Captain Marvel, only because it's fun. But Captain Marvel beats it overall because it's a lot better in regards to...
What you said doesn't make any sense.
No, basically, Shazam is more centered for me anyway in, you know, a close-knit reality.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Captain Marvel, it's a lot to take in, I think. Because, you know, you've got to... It's like you introducing...
So, you think magic is more realistic than aliens?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Interesting.
It's easier to explain magic than it is to explain aliens.
Interesting. Very interesting. I mean, you're wrong.
No, I'm right.
But it's interesting that you think that.
No, I'm just saying, smart people believe in aliens, stupid people believe in magic. Common denominator is in the middle. There's a lot of stupid people.
Which one are you?
I am neither compelled to answer that question. But I will say both are make-believe until I see it. I'm a man of science.
I mean, you don't actually have to see something.
Yes, you do.
You don't.
Physically have to see it in order to believe it.
You don't.
Otherwise, it's hearsay, gossip, and rumour, sir.
You can't see oxygen and know that exists.
No. The only reason why I know it exists is because I've done an experiment to see what oxygen is. And it's not just oxygen you're breathing in.
I didn't say that.
And you can't see any of that either.
I didn't say that.
Just saying. Oxygen. You think that if you... Like, basically, humans do not survive on oxygen alone. That's another myth as well.
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
No, I'm just saying.
Now you're just saying stuff.
No, in regards to the
you're
air.
You're just saying stuff.
Because, you know, like... The thing is that oxygen is carried in the blood and blah, blah, blah. But the body does other things with all the other gases.
Yeah.
In the air. They never talked about it.
Because no one's asking about it.
They should.
Why? This is not what we're talking about. This is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about Twilight.
I'm talking about Batman. No, not Twilight.
Talk about Twilight, bro.
Batman.
Okay, what about it?
So you're on board?
Depends on what the first villain is. If they do sound stupid like Riddler.
Penguin and Catwoman. And possibly four other more.
What?
Penguin, Catwoman, and possibly four more.
Well, they're doing Night of the Bat. Listen to our podcast.
Maybe.
Ripping off our ideas.
Maybe.
Can Robert Pattinson fight?
He could learn.
He better learn quick, bro.
I'm sure he can learn.
He better learn quick, Ski.
I mean, yeah, he's got time.
Yeah, I suppose he ain't doing that much.
He's doing lots of stuff. He's always in shit.
The only thing that he's doing, or was doing, was
That was a long time ago.
And then she cheated on him.
That's how boring. Bajillion years ago.
That's that boring and pedantic and bland he is.
Why?
The girl from Twilight cheated on you.
Why? I mean, you say that like...
with an older man.
It's even worse that it was her.
Yeah.
Why?
It's the worst.
Why?
Because she's her.
She
has a face of Grumpy Cat, bruv.
Yeah. Who just was, like your Katie Holmes, bruv. That's what I don't understand. Katie that's why it's Holmes not computing for me. It's like these, basically
Katie
the same
Holmes,
shit.
No. Katie Holmes, she is a absolute saint. And she deserves
Where did this come from? You're trolling,
man.
This is another.
No, she's just got a sour face.
This is just. Does Katie Holmes.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
Doesn't.
It does. This is just another classic shunt trolling.
Joey for life. Cue's a button.
Shunt trolling again.
Smitten, bruv. I'm smitten.
you make
dare,
me sick.
Don't you dare say a damn word against
you
Katie
make
Holmes.
Me sick, bruv.
Ever again.
Sick.
You fucking animal.
Sick to my stomach.
You freaking Mila Djokovic.
Vomit all over the place.
Mila Djokovic freaking like her.
Yeah, she's 100 times better than
she
your Katie Holmes,
bruv.
She is.
Glad Hellboy bombed.
She is.
Glad.
That's just mean. She's mean spirited.
What do you mean mean spirited, bruv?
Mean spirited.
No, she's just bland. She's a bland actor.
Katie Holmes, I know. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, not Katie Holmes.
That's what I don't understand.
Mila Djokovic.
Nah, no, she's not.
Mila Djokovic has as much charisma as a dead squirrel.
But.
Being played with by a cat.
That's how I see. Look, that's a testament to how charismatic she is. Even if she was dead, a cat would still be interested. If Katie Holmes was alive and kicking and doing tricks, nothing's interested in her, bruv. Nothing.
I don't know what heartbreak you've been through. Or what sort of like subject matter you've been reading, but you are excessively wrong, sir.
I'm not excessively wrong.
Excessively wrong.
No way.
Absolutely not. You are mistaken, like...
Dead-faced.
Oh, God. Okay, just... Let's talk about something else. We've got precious little time.
That's true. See the Batman trailer?
No.
It's not great, to be honest.
Oh, you're saying I was right?
No, I'm not saying you're right. I'm saying the trailer is not great. I don't like the music choice. It's very like
indie rock.
I guess kind of, but it's just very obvious. And I just hope that the show's smarter than that.
It's not.
Have
you seen the last episodes of Arrow?
No.
Yeah,
I'm watching it on UK time.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The last episodes.
Yeah, that's not aired over here yet.
Well, no, it's not aired over here.
So why? How would I have seen that?
Because ain't there on like episode 10.
But then it wouldn't be the last episode.
No, I never said last episode.
You mean the most recent episode?
Most recent episode, yes.
Okay. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
And?
And what?
Have you noticed anything different in the rain?
Why?
I heard it's been getting worse.
What, over the last few episodes?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, like, this is the thing. I want to watch it all in one, so I'm probably going to wait until it goes on Amazon Prime and just watch it all then.
Yeah.
Failing that, I'll just watch it on Sky One or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just very deflated. I mean, who's the big bad in Arrow?
Kind of.
Is it still Diaz?
Nah. Diaz got killed off.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert. Sorry about that.
I'm not watching it though.
Why?
You've ruined it!
Well, I mean, look. Diaz being killed off is actually more of a reason to watch it because Diaz was not a good villain.
Yeah, he was just written badly. So who's
the bad? Yeah, that's my whole point.
So who's the big bad?
Amico.
Amico?
Yeah. So. He is Oliver's half-sister.
He is Oliver's...
She okay, is Oliver's half-sister.
That's the sale, for fuck's sake. There they go, that freaking LGBT XYZ.
Why are you so against it?
It's the right now.
I mean, it is the last two seasons have not been great.
The Flash looks interesting though.
It's not really, not really. I guess like it's looking a little bit more interesting now, but Cicada's fucking boring. Cicada's so fucking boring.
What are you expecting from this guy?
Just something like this is what bothers me about like you do like the Reverse Flash like straight off the bat. You do like Zoom like straight up like whatever. Like you do all the interesting villains first, and then you're just left with dead weight.
Yeah. Like or rehash.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing about, like, Flash and Arrow. Like, their villains are not that interesting.
Batman. They're just not.
And so, like, it's difficult. I mean, they even had, like, Godspeed in it for, like, 2 seconds.
Did they?
They did. But he was used as a throwaway villain.
Yeah, oh, God.
Like literally a throwaway villain. Like
so, no build up, no
the Flash. Press. No build up, nothing. Like the Flash didn't even fight him. It was basically his daughter, tried to stop him in the future. And I think she beat him. I can't remember. No, she must have beat him. She must have beat him. But that's when she realized that she had powers. Because he killed her friend / possibly girlfriend. And it's Cicada's fucking boring. Cicada's just not interesting whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff with the daughter is wearing like pretty thin. There's an episode where like Flash takes her back to her own time, and then she feels like she's been abandoned. But it's like, bitch, like, that's your own time. You need to go back at some point. Like, what's your problem? Like, so get over yourself. Like, you need to go back at some point. You can't stay in the past. Or what's the past for you? Like, you need to go back to your own time. There's that. And just going back to Arrow for a second, like, they're doing... Have you seen any of this season of Arrow?
Not for a while.
So you know they are doing flash forwards.
Flash forwards.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing season 1 to 5 again. Flash forwards, flashbacks, flash forwards, flashbacks.
No, just flash forwards. Like present and flash forwards.
Yeah, I saw one where it's like Black Canary and stuff.
Yeah, and they're all a bit older and stuff. Yeah. And it's really not that interesting. I have no interest in that future.
Smoke is like some underground ninja.
Yeah, sort of. What's his name? Your face ache is he's the mayor of the Glades or whatever. It's like the Glades and Star City have like separated. I think there's a wall in between them, or there's a wall around the Glades, some shit like that. But yeah, it's just I don't know what happened to these shows. Like, I still kind of like the characters a lot. To be fair,
that's not a good way of me.
But
great of me.
Yeah, they're just not doing much.
What else do you expect them to do? Like,
Just stuff, man. I fail to believe that these comics have been going on for decades.
Yeah.
And they struggle to do like 5 or 6 years.
Well, to be fair, it is creating imagery from stills.
And?
there's a lot more that goes into it.
Huh?
I reckon that some of the shows should just be half an hour, but then I don't know how that works out in America.
Yeah, I suppose they don't half an hour.
It should just be half hour shows. Maybe. It's a struggle to watch a whole hour.
No, no, I'd say less episodes. Less episodes rather than shorter shows, because they will struggle to fit the storylines into half an hour, but they are struggling to make these story arcs last 23-24 episodes.
Yeah,
I think if it feels half an hour, you'd be unsatisfied. But if it was like 12 episodes, maybe like 10 episodes, something like that.
Yeah, consistent.
It will be
denseness.
Yeah, you could just like pack it in.
Stop
just
giving us watery milkshakes.
Yeah. There's no filler, just solid story.
Jesus.
But yeah, that's that. But I don't know. I did see some good stuff in the Batwoman trailer.
Okay.
Just like the music choice. It's just very like, I'm a woman, blah blah blah. And it's like,
I told you that already.
It's all well and good, but like the whole thing is, that's what I don't understand. It's like, if you want it to be equal or like equality, like just I don't know.
That is the bottom line. They don't.
Yeah, they don't. But I don't know. Like I just don't think.
Like, I would have preferred to see it, as horrible as it is, Batwoman in a simplified, streamlined version of the suit, because I feel that the cape's like, it's nonsense. On a rooftop, about to jump in and kick the shit out of bad guys.
Yeah.
And as mad as it seems, I would rather Batwoman take on female villains.
Why?
Just so more female actors get roles.
I suppose. I mean, just mix it up. She could take on both. But like, I just feel like when you're hitting your point so hard,
yeah,
you're turning off both audiences.
Oh yeah, it's just shut up. But then saying that, they did that with Supergirl, and like, they're forever doing it in Supergirl, and it seems to be working for them. So it just gets annoying.
I guess. But I feel like when Supergirl was on CBS, it wasn't. I mean, it was there, but it was more. I don't know. I just kind of felt like it wasn't as bad. Like, it just
still
didn't
bad,
feel
though.
As bad.
Still fucking bad.
But yeah, fuck that shit anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I mean, you must have seen, what's that thing? Well, basically, new Black Mirror trailer's come out. Anthony Mackie's meant to be playing a guy in there. Looks interesting. There's another one that I saw that was really interesting. Oh, God, it's another Netflix one. Oh, God.
Speaking of Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie, yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
We already spoke about this.
No, we didn't. I mean, well, yeah, we did, but like, there's more stuff, innit?
What's the new stuff?
More stuff. So, Daniel Bruhl and Emily Van Camp are in talks to join this series.
Don't know who the fuck they are. Carry on.
Daniel Bruhl was what's his name? Not Strucker. The other one.
What?
You know the one with the pink mask?
In
the comics.
Strucker?
No. What's his name? Baron Zemo.
Oh, so Baron Zemo, isn't it?
Yeah, and Emily Van Camp is Agent 13, aka Sharon Carter.
What, middle-aged Sharon Carter?
What do you mean middle-aged?
Or average-aged Sharon Carter.
Well, I guess the same age that she is in the Marvel movies.
In the movies, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You've got three different Carters, isn't it? You've got 1970s Carter. You've got...
Sharon Carter, not Peggy Carter.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. It's going to be 6 episodes. Yeah. Obviously on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Kari is Gogland.
What?
Handmaid's Tale is going to direct.
What? Shit.
People love the Handmaid's Tale. What are you talking about?
Rev.
What?
It's got to be shit.
Why?
I mean, like, as much as I like Winter Soldier, the character, and Falcon, the character, chemistry of just watching those two, which are basically, it's like two B-listers. It should be something like Captain America and Falcon, or Winter Soldier and Captain America, or it needs to be something on that level. Like, it needs to have an A1 and a B1, because at the moment we're just watching two B characters. Does that make sense?
No.
The class.
Disagree.
I disagree with your disagreement.
Disagree.
I disagree with your disagreement and disagree with your other disagreement, which you're then disagreeing with my complete and utter first disagreement.
No, both characters can all hold their own, man. What are you talking about? I don't need a Captain America there.
Yeah, dude.
They're their own Captain America. Fucking Falcon's Captain America now.
He's not.
What do you mean he's not?
Just got given a shield, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
And?
You have to earn them bones.
Bro, if he's earned them.
No.
Or he will earn them.
Not one of those stripes.
Yeah, so that's going to be coming out next year, 2020.
Sorry, not one of those radiuses has...
What?
Has Falcon earned.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Chris Rock.
What about him?
Saw spin-off series.
What about him?
Or film.
What about
it? He's doing it. Damn it.
That's interesting.
Damn it.
Completely fucking pointless. But
why?
For me,
Spin off.
It's Chris Rock.
Yeah, so?
It's Chris Rock.
And?
It's Chris Rock.
And?
Saw. Saw's dead out. You're Chris Rock doing a dead out or a franchise that needs to be rebooted.
It's not a reboot. It's a spin off.
Spin off. So what is it called?
I don't know.
So you got Saw. Where is it set in the same universe, I guess?
Yes, it's a fucking spin-off.
Meh. Until I see anything from it. I mean, what else could they do with the Saw universe?
I don't know. Another killer? Or probably another killer, I guess.
No, like actual killer, you mean?
Good point, yeah.
Yeah, it's a serial... Basically...
What, a serial suicide enabler?
I don't even know. I mean, technically... A
serial manslaughterist.
Serial accidental murderer. Because he doesn't
it's
know...
manslaughter.
I suppose. No. Manslaughter is if you are in an event where death wasn't possible, but you're setting
up... Wasn't
possible? Wasn't possible. Whereas he's setting up these events for there to be a horrific outcome.
But... For there to be manslaughter, there's death, so death had to be possible.
I don't know. I'll have to investigate that one. But whatever it is, it's manslaughter. Murder, suicide, whatever that is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's a killer. Maybe it's a serial killer.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently it was his idea. He approached them. He had an amazing idea. Everyone,
I got this idea.
Okay. Yeah, I guess something like that. But yeah, everyone, all the old Saw crew seem to be back on board.
So it's got the original cast.
No, not cast, but like production writers and stuff. Like
yeah, because they need money.
Well, why else isn't it?
Yes, it's good that they're getting together, but yeah. Sounds like a waste of the last kind of time. It's going to be a TV series or a film?
No, film.
Okay. Might be interesting.
Film. Magic Order is going to be a Netflix miniseries.
Yeah.
created by Mark Miller.
Okay. It's one of the Miller Ward things.
Yes. Created by Mark Miller. It's about five families of magicians, not musicians, who are sworn to protect our world and must battle an enemy who's picking them off one by one. By day, they live among us as neighbors, friends, and co-workers, but by night, they are sorcerers, magicians, and wizards sworn to protect us from the forces of darkness.
It sounds like something that Will's writing.
Yeah, a little bit. James Wan's going to be executive producing, and he's also going to direct.
James Wan, just to refresh my
He's also going to direct the first episode, or the first two episodes.
That's James Wang that does Aquaman, isn't it?
No, it's James Wan. Yeah, so that's that, and that's on Netflix.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sound good?
Eh.
Everything sound.
Nah, I mean, like, it's not like, oh my god, they're really doing that. It's not that. It's just, okay, fine. I don't know anything about this Wizard Order or anything like that.
No, but you know the creative team.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty good.
I mean, I was the same about, was it Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know too much about it, but when I actually watched it, it was good. So, I'll leave that one, The Magic Order, I'll give it the same breadth, as it were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stephen King.
What about him?
Remember the other day you were talking about, hey, Stephen King, I don't want to see any movie makes a shit I've seen before.
Yeah.
This might be up your street. The Stephen King, they're making, what's this thing called?
I like Castle Rock.
The Eyes of the... Yeah, well, it's not that. They're making The Eyes of the Dragon.
Eyes of the Dragon, yeah?
Yeah, it's basically Stephen King fantasy that takes place in a blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a fictional realm within the land of an in-world which sees itself part of all worlds, so like it's basically, you know how all of Stephen King's worlds are connected.
Maine.
Hmm?
They're all connected to Maine.
No, they're all connected.
Yeah, to Maine.
Not all of them, just most of them.
Okay.
Because there are stuff that doesn't happen in Maine because it's fantasy.
Okay, so it's like Dark Tower.
Yeah, I mean it's all connected. The villain is Flag.
Flag is.
The villain in Dark Tower.
Okay. So it's the villain in Dragon.
Eyes of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Stimulating stuff, redacted, stimulating stuff.
Yeah, something about blah blah blah. Prince framed for poisoning his own father.
Hey, don't spoilers alert. Just
watch a fucking book. You can't spoil a book.
Yeah, you can.
You can spoil a book, but look. This is just the lead-in. This is what it's about. It's not like this is not the end. It's not like he kills his dad at the end. It's like he's framed for killing his father. That's gonna be like the first episode.
Okay, fine. So it's a TV series.
It is a TV series.
That's fine.
It's gonna be on Hulu.
Okay. Which is now Disney Plus.
Hulu. No, it's Hulu. Hulu's still Hulu.
Yeah, but it's going to be Disney Plus.
Just because, what?
Just saying, Disney.
What?
Disney own Hulu.
They own most of Hulu. They own all of Hulu.
Okay, fine. What else? What's the next thing?
Fuck you, man.
Precious little time. Basically, time on this thing that we can't speak about.
Rick, what?
Okay, Rick, yeah?
What? What thing we can't speak about?
Can't speak about books.
Why?
It's off-brand.
Fuck off, it's not off-brand. How is it off-brand? It's not a book. It's going to be a fucking TV series.
That's what I'm saying. So don't spoil it by using the book. It's the same thing with fucking Game of Thrones. Don't, like, you can't speak about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but if I tell you what happens on the first page of the book, it's barely a spoiler, is it?
Could be.
No. No, fuck you. If you're going to tell me, oh, you're spoiling it, blah, blah, blah. Go fuck yourself, because, you know, just you're just being a little prick.
Fine. So?
Rick and Morty, season 4.
Nice.
It's out in November.
Nice.
I don't have much to say, just thought it was worth noting.
It is. November. Remember, exactly. Remember whenever that is in November.
Yeah, it doesn't say, but just says November.
Great.
True Lies, a TV series.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Okay. Is it going to star the original cast?
No, it's a TV series.
Yeah, so it's an original cast. It still can make a cameo or whatever.
I mean, they might. But it's a TV series. I assume they're, you know, either going to do it from the beginning or it's going to be like slightly different, so they'll just have different characters.
I reckon they're going to leave a weapon it, so it's going to be the same thing.
Probably. Well, yeah.
First season, McGee is
attached. I don't know if he's going to direct every episode or if he's just on as a producer or whatever.
Yeah.
McGee. What's he done again?
Don't know.
Oh no, I was, you know, you were going to say that to me.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to leave it at that. But yeah, but what has he done?
Charlie's Angels.
Which one?
Both of them.
Ugh.
Terminate Salvation.
Ugh.
You know.
Sounds like the worst guy in the world.
Well.
What's the other stuffs?
Fresh off the release of John Wick 3, you have an announcement. John Wick 4 is going to be out in May 2021.
Survives. Okay, I don't need to watch it now.
I mean, you do, because you still need to catch up with the story. But yeah, he does survive.
It's like, you should have survived.
One finger less. Spoiler alert.
Don't do that.
What?
Now, that finger chop is now lost all of its, like, impact for me.
Yeah, but you don't know where it's coming.
It's like, yeah, but he loses his leg. Yeah. Yeah, alright. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're gonna be watching every scene and be like, is it this?
That's all good.
Is he gonna chop off his leg with a spoon?
What?
Or is it gonna be that dude with the samurai?
No, but then it just detracts from the film, because I'm not actually watching the film, I'm just waiting for this horrible spoiler.
That's on you.
No, that's on you, bro.
That is on you.
Freaking trying to spoil films. Spoil Game of Thrones by the time this comes out,
don't you dare! That's completely different.
No, it's not.
By the time this comes out, like, John Wick would have been out for like 4 or 5 weeks. Like, it's calm, bruv. What?
I started, so I finish.
Huh? No.
I started, so I finish.
That's not even the same thing. Look, no, that's just not the same thing.
Basically,
it's not like I told you what happens at the end of the film.
Anyway,
moving swiftly on, Michael Peña. He is going to be the antagonist in a live action / animated version of the classic Tom and Jerry.
I'm spoiling Game of Thrones in 5.
The classic Tom and Jerry.
3.
This is another
1.
Like, bad idea. People cannot make a good live action animated hybrid.
They can.
Not really.
They can.
They're never
just
good.
Have to jump into that.
They're never universe. Good. Name one good one.
Space Jam.
Name 2 good ones. Exactly.
No.
Very
no, there
rare.
There was another one.
It's very super.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Very super rare. Name another one.
You said 2.
Well, name 3 then.
You can't extend the criteria every single time I give you
I can! No, because you've just picked the
only
two good ones.
That's it, I'm
you've
done.
Just
I've
picked
had
the only
shit.
Two good ones.
I've had enough
you've
of your
just
shit.
The only connected. Two good ones.
Enough of your shit.
There's no other good ones than that. There's none.
Is.
No, there isn't.
It's 3.
What's the third one?
The third one?
Yeah.
Other than that, now and that.
Yeah.
Cool World.
I knew you were going to say Cool World. I knew you were going to say that.
Thus, whatever.
Name of... Okay, look. But there's none apart from those 3. Like, that's literally it. Just every other one has been garbage.
I mean, Garfield, yes, that's been garbage.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's garbage. Most of them are. Yeah. Bill Murray as Garfield is great, but everything else around it is shit.
Yeah. Sonic looks shit.
No, no, no. Sonic, the original trailer looks shit, but apparently they revamped him now.
Yeah, well, until I've seen it.
Yeah. To be fair, I think...
No, 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 actually, no. I don't care what they do to the aesthetics of... Oh, Jesus. Of Sonic.
I do.
The film still looks shit.
Not really.
Yes, it does.
If he looked
They're not reshooting the film.
If he looked like the same way that he did on my Mega Drive, I would have any qualms.
I would, because the film still looks shit.
It does look like there's any plot.
Yeah, so this one's going to star Michael Peña and...
The Rock.
No. Chloe Grace Moretz.
And what, she plays Jerry?
No. No. But Jerry doesn't talk. Why would they have Chloe Grace Moretz be Jerry?
Because he doesn't talk.
Then why would... Yeah, and why? Why again?
I don't know.
No, he's going to be a hotel manager. Okay. I think she's going to be a hotel manager's assistant.
Oh, because they can't use a black lady anymore, can they? It's a bit racist.
No, because it's racist.
Slightly racist.
Super racist.
But then saying it was accepted at the time.
So fucking what? So what? So it was fucking minstrels. I don't mean that's just cool.
What, galaxy minstrels or actual minstrels?
And black and white minstrels.
As in Bamboozle.
Been, I don't know what it's called.
Have you seen Bambi?
As in Joel Johnson or whatever the fuck his name is.
Damn.
Not cool. Anyway. No, Al Jolson. It's Al Jolson, right? Not,
I think so.
Yeah. They whatever, anyway. Whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Fuck that dude.
Yeah. What else?
Just Cause.
Not really.
They're making a film.
It's not Just Cause, is it?
This is. They're making a film.
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
It's not a good idea.
Why?
It's Just Cause.
Why?
GTA the film. That's what I want.
It's not GTA.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Yeah, but why do you want GTA for the film?
Just interesting.
It's, yeah, but no, not really. It's just, it's... GTA is already based on films.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be a film
based
on... It's just
a film based on a game based on films. No.
Yeah.
No. They can't even do a game. They can't even make a game based on film. They're not going to do a film based on a game.
That would be amazing.
No, it's just stupidness.
Nah, that'd be
that
great.
Isn't.
That'd be great.
No. So they're making this. It's your favourite Constantine films. They've acquired the rights to Just Cause. Screenwriter Derek Kolstad is on board.
What has he done?
John Wick, the trilogy, soon to be the quadrology.
I'm on the fence.
Why?
I'm on the fence.
Why?
Just
it's, no, but it's just at the very least, it should be.
It should work.
Just be like another like balls to the wall action movie.
Yes, it's, it should work. But look at Assassin's Creed. That was diabolical.
Maybe.
And you had Magneto playing Altair.
Yeah, I guess. But it's not like he didn't write John Wick.
Fair enough.
What else we got? That is... Oh, Batman Hush trailer. Did you see it?
Yeah, no. I haven't. I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, it looks fine, I guess. I'm just not a big fan of this... since the new 52 version of this animated universe, which has not been really a big fan of it.
Yeah, I have. I like it.
Jason O'Mara is not my favourite Batman voice.
Yeah, it's better.
Jerry O'Connell's not my favourite Superman.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not the same as the... I mean, obviously it's not the same, but... I don't know, like, the old ones had something that these ones just don't have. And I don't know...
So, has it been released yet?
No, it's coming out soon, I believe. I believe it is out soon. But the trailer is available for all who would like to see. I just hope I'm proven wrong, because I do like Hush is one of my, you know, it's up there in my you know, favourite Batman stories.
I won't go that far.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there. Mm. It's up there. I mean, especially for, you know, like a good...
A 50-second trailer.
A good, what do you call it? A good depiction or a good, like, showing from his rogues gallery. Like, there's a lot of, you know, you get to see a lot of characters in this story.
Huh?
He's so clever.
What do you mean he's so clever?
Hush, Batman, hush.
No, you should have said hush, little baby.
Hmm?
Hush, little baby. Hush. Anyway, so back
to... It doesn't matter what he said. See, look, this is why. Like, that line, I guarantee you, is not in the comic.
What? Hush, Batman, hush.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because it's just not. It's just very, like... Ooh, look at me, I'm so clever, look at this, I got puns. Fuck yourself, bruv. Fuck yourself right in your ear.
I do appreciate a good pun, though.
Yeah, but that's not a good pun.
It is.
No, it isn't. It's a very obvious, dry, dead formatted pun.
Yeah, I reckon if he had, say, Robin, and he was like, hush, little baby, hush. We're doing a bit more omnibus.
Maybe. Maybe if he had Damian Wayne. But not any of the other Robins.
Yeah, it just would have been weird, didn't it?
Just, I don't know. They just...
Would have been weird?
They just, yeah, I just think the team's not as good as it used to be.
Do you reckon that all the other villains know that Damien is you now?
No.
Which one do you reckon are privy?
I don't know.
They reckon the Joker knows.
Maybe.
Penguin maybe as well.
Nah.
Penguin's a man of means and information.
Nah. I don't think so. Right. I don't think so.
Raj definitely knows.
Well, obviously, he's his grandson.
Definitely.
Yes, it's redundant.
Yeah, but it'd be funny if he didn't know, innit? That'd be even more ridiculous. Who's this new Robin?
Would be funny if he didn't know. In fact, they probably should have did that for a little bit. Mm. But I mean, obviously,
he's been trained like an assassin.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's it for today.
No mail work.
Huh?
No mail work.
You've been saying like the whole time we push for time. Like we push for time. You want to do mailbag?
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Alright, fine. I do have a quick one.
Okay, do it.
Let's find it. Just give me a sec. Mm-hmm. Fill for time. Or don't. Mm-hmm. I said fill for time.
Oh, fill for time. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so let's think.
Get it.
Stuff.
I got it, man.
Oh,
come on, what kind of wingman are you?
I am a wingman.
Supposed to be backing brothers up, bro.
I did.
Yeah.
I can edit. I mean, like, we can edit stuff.
It's not the point. It's not the point. It's supposed to be a well-oiled machine by now.
Says the man that fluffed his intro, like, 71 times.
Bro, I told you why that happened. It's just it's not really in the best conducive environment.
Okay, I digress on your behalf. Just get on with it. What is it?
Yeah, this is from... the Usual Suspects,
1919. 1919, okay.
Yeah. And he, or she, I guess, says...
Yeah, it's a bit ominous now.
If
yeah.
you could show one modern superhero movie
yeah.
to your younger, more impressionable self... Mm-hmm. She didn't say that bit, or he didn't say that bit, I just had that in. But your younger self...
Mm-hmm.
What would you show them? Which movie would you choose?
How young?
Hmm?
How young?
I don't know. It doesn't specify, but I'd guess early to mid-teens.
10, 12.
I mean, that's not really teens, is it?
13.
Yeah.
That's very low. That's just
13, between 13 and 15.
Superhero.
Maybe 16 and 15, a bit free.
Super.
That's what you'd show yourself. Yeah.
Or Kick-Ass.
Okay.
Super or Kick-Ass. Because it would have been the 90s and all the other stuff would have looked shit, bro. So what are the parameters? Yeah. Am I taking it back from the future and then showing it to the past?
Yeah, I mean, what's the other option?
Just have a film released then, I guess.
Oh, no, like this is a little secret between you and your past self. That's how I read it.
Okay.
Like, you're just literally showing it to yourself.
Yeah,
you're not releasing it back in the day. You're just showing
yourself. It depends.
Yourself.
I mean, like, there's Blade, or you're showing him Blade, or...
Really? I mean, that must have only come out a couple of years.
No, but I wouldn't want to show myself something that's, like, 10 years in the future.
No, but I mean, like, literally...
That would be viciously disappointing.
Literally, I'm sure I was in school when Blade came out.
Yeah, Blade 1, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the point? It's coming out in a couple of years anyway.
All right, what about...
You're wasting. You're such a waste.
No. I'm just wasteful. I'm just thinking about something, so it's a good film, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But look how many you've got to choose from. Like, you just saw fucking Endgame a couple of weeks ago.
I wouldn't shout myself Endgame.
I'm not saying that, just but I'm just like, as an example...
Just imagine knowing the spoiler.
I'm just saying, as an example, like... Something that's going to blow your little mind, not something that you're going to see in a year anyway.
Well, it'll have to be something that blows your mind but doesn't ruin, because obviously, like, you don't want your life ruined as a result.
Yeah. I'd pick Homecoming.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I'd pick Spider-Man 3.
I would pick... why?
Just so the anger's there.
Why? Yeah, but you're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, but it's like, rather than me being... I don't know, how old was about, like, mid-20s when that came out?
Yeah.
Rather than me being a pissed-off mid-20s person, I'd be a pissed-off teenager and I've got a lot more shit done. I want to show myself X-Men. Oh, God.
First class, maybe. They could be like, look, you're going to have to sit through a bunch of shit X-Men movies, but one day, this is going to come along.
Deadpool. I'll show myself Deadpool.
Deadpool is also a good choice. That I was thinking about Deadpool. Or Avengers?
Nah.
Original Recipe?
Can't do it.
Why?
It'll be like, if you're gonna show one Iron Man, that's it. Iron Man or Four?
Possibly. Like,
four is actually you're able. Actually, no, because you've got the end credit scene. Just Iron Man 1 for the end credit scene. Or Incredible Hulk. In fact, no. Incredible Hulk. I got myself Incredible Hulk because it doesn't mean anything now.
Nah, I think I would... I think... nah, I don't think I'll choose any of those.
One.
What?
What one?
I think Avengers or Homecoming.
Homecoming.
I mean, like, Homecoming, because I was and still am a big Spider-Man fan. And that film is a lot better than the Tobey Maguire ones. So, like, this, it shows the promise of, like look, this is what this character can be.
Just imagine watching Homecoming
before
watching Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. How fucked would your life be?
Well, it wouldn't be before Spider-Man 1, I don't think. I mean, obviously it depends on which age exactly, but, like, Spider-Man 1 would have been out soon.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. Spawn. Just be like,
Spawn would have been enough to blow my mind.
Watch this. Like, you're gonna have to sit through.
You know, a couple of Spider-Man films. I won't change the timeline because I've got a better appreciation for the films that are around.
What timeline? You're not changing anything.
You would be.
No, you wouldn't.
You would be, bro.
What kind of impact would it have? Like, you're just showing it to yourself. You're not giving yourself a copy.
No, it's like me watching Game of Thrones and then revealing the ending to myself.
No, it's not.
It is, bro.
It's not. Because it's not the end. If anything, it's the beginning. It's Spider-Man Homecoming. It's not Endgame.
Yeah, but then you have to explain who Tony Stark is.
I know who Tony Stark is.
Chaplin. Chaplin at that time would have been the only reference of Robert Downey Jr. that I had. Oh, that meth head guy.
No, it would have been...
He's fully on crack, bruv. Before he had the Burger King.
Yeah, and then so when he gets picked to be Iron Man, I wouldn't be going around fucking pissed off for 2 years.
You know, just for kicks, I'll just show my be Minority Report.
It's not a combat movie.
It is.
No, it's not.
So, well, it's a sci-fi, isn't it? That or Blade Runner or something like that.
Yeah, not a comic book movie.
Yeah, you know what it'll be? X-Men 2. Because that's the only good one that's kind
of... No, I never liked that.
I never liked any.
I never liked that. So, no. But no.
It just has to be something that won't trap me in a sort of like perpetual loop of like wanting to know what's next. Anyway, speaking of next, catch more of us in the next episode, I think.
Yeah,
we're done. Keep it thrifty. Later.